We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Russ Rader joins us, Senior Vice President of Communications for the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. I continue to get emails, people talking on both sides of this school zone issue, threshold 6 miles over the hour, four over the limit, 4 miles over the limit. You shouldn't be speeding at all, calibration, etc. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Tommy.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm well, thank you. When I'm on a highway, when the speed limit, I'm just being honest, Russ. I'm not bragging. I'm not advising that people do this. But I go to North Louisiana sometimes, a pretty, I don't know if desolate is the word, but it's definitely a not very crowded interstate, and I give myself 9 miles over the speed limit. If it's 75, I'll go to 84. You're not supposed to do that. I fully understand that. And in terms of accidents, in terms of what the Insurance Institute has found, how dangerous is it to do exactly what I'm talking about, whether it's 45 and a 35, 6 miles over in a school zone, et cetera. I guess there was some thought that has gone into what the speed limit should be in the first place.
Well, let's face it. I mean, all of us speed at some point. And on most roads, people will drive at a speed, as you say, that they feel comfortable. And you probably drive at that speed because you figure, well, it's unlikely that if a patrol officer or a policeman spots me, I'm not going to be stopped if I'm just, you know, under 10 miles an hour over the posted limit.
You think you have a cushion.
Yeah, you think you have a cushion, and in most places you probably do have a cushion. But what we're seeing around the country is that states are pushing it even higher and raising speed limits around the country, especially on interstates. And when you do that, that cushion that everybody assumes they have rises to an even higher level. And we know that the speed increases the risks of crashes and increases the severity of crashes. So those higher speeds don't come free of charge.
When it comes to, I guess, percentage of over the limit, I guess there's a big difference between kind of like if you marry somebody, right? You're robbing a cradle. If you're 30 and you marry somebody 20 or 15 years younger, but if you're 90 and you marry somebody 75, it's not that big of a deal. And the reason I say that is to preface the question of 84 and a 75, maybe not that big of a deal. But if you look at it proportionately, 26 in a school zone is pretty significant.
Yeah, no, I mean, nobody should be speeding in a school zone. And so a lot of communities have implemented stiffer enforcement in school zones for that very reason. And a number of communities are using or considering using cameras, photo enforcement, to enforce those speeds. Putting in some sort of grace zone, if you will, or cushion to ensure that the public doesn't see this as simply a speed trap. But if you're going 6 miles an hour over the speed limit or more in a school zone, that ought to result in a ticket. And tickets are the best education program. They get people to slow down.
Not to parse words here, but is there really anything that exists that is a speed trap? Because in order to be caught by a speed trap, you have to be speeding. Or is that only if there is some trickeration involved where it suddenly goes from 45 to 35 for just a small area and you have no notice of that?
Well, I mean, you know, most places around the country, the speed enforcement is not a big priority in a lot of places. And so, it's hard to say how, you know, communities do it in different ways, but in most places, you know, you're not going to be stopped for going 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 miles an hour over the limit. But what we found in our latest research is that as states have been raising speed limits, the risks on the roads go up. And on interstates, where you have the highest speeds, the risk goes up the highest, about an 8% increase in fatality risk on interstates for every 5 miles per hour that you raise the speed limit. And over 25 years, our research shows that higher speed limits have cost 37,000 lives during that time. And people don't think about that when they're in their car and in their cocoon driving down the road. But, you know, vehicles are safer than ever, but they're not built to crash at high speeds.
I think the irony of that is because they're less safe, but because of the cabins, whatever you want to call them, the inside the car, we do feel as though we're in a living room and we don't realize that we're actually going down a road at 80 miles an hour. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Russ, if you got a couple of minutes, Russ Rader, Senior Vice President of Communications for the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. I have some questions that you all texted in. I'll get to those. And, of course, the big question, cameras, are they all about safety or is it all about money? Time now, WWL Traffic. 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the speed cameras in New Orleans. I'm still getting a ton of emails on this, as I'm sure a lot of you are, in terms of discussing it with your friends and so forth. The text comes in. Oh, Russ Rader, our guest, Senior Vice President of Communications for the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. And a text comes in, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, Russ. It says, saying 26 in a school zone is too fast is ridiculous, considering New Orleans is the only stupid city around that has a 20-mile-an-hour school zone. All other cities are 25. Is there a standard for a speed limit in a school zone?
No, I don't think so. And the way we do speed limits in the U.S., unlike just about every other country, is it's not a national standard. It's up to the states, and it's based on a lot of guidelines, engineering guidelines, how the road is designed.
So back in the day, it went to 55 because of gas, et cetera, of gas consumption and the gas shortage. Then it has gone up a little bit. I think the highest in the country, as I understand it, the fastest you can drive is 80 in some remote areas of Dakotas or something like that?
It's 85, actually, on some parts of the interstates in Texas.
85. So somebody texted this in and said, is there really anything unsafe about going, as you just said, 85, and then the person extended it 95 or 100 in areas that are desolate and there's nobody else on the highway but them?
Well, let's first of all talk about, you know, how speed limits, going back to how speed limits are set to the earlier person who texted, is that, you know, oftentimes speed limits are decided upon based on what's known as the 85th percentile, looking at how fast 85% of the vehicles are going on a particular road and using that as part of your calculation. And that assumes that most people will drive in what's called a safe and prudent manner. And we know, as we look around and see all of the drivers who are texting and using their phones behind the wheel, that people are not driving in a safe and prudent manner. And so, you know, that's part of it. And the other part of it is when you're zooming down the interstate, thinking about your appointment or things that you have to do later in the day, you know, you're not thinking about the risks associated with this, and crash tests that are done on new vehicles are done at 35 or 40 miles per hour. And at some point, you are overwhelming all of the safety systems that are built into vehicles when you crash. And at those high speeds, you're not really saving all that much more time, but what you are doing is reducing the amount of distance you have to brake or swerve or take evasive action and get the vehicle down to a safe speed or to a survivable speed if you crash.
And the vehicle itself comes into it because a family van, I'm guessing, is not the same as, a Mustang. I don't mean to point out any brand, and not that you should go that fast in a Mustang. And you certainly don't see any family vans going around a track in NASCAR, right?
Right. And, you know, vehicles have very sophisticated safety systems and structures that are designed to absorb energy and work with the seatbelts and the airbags in a crash. But it's just not the the impact and how the vehicle handles the crash. There's also another crash that happens, and that is the crash of your internal organs inside your body in a severe crash where your body is coming to a stop very quickly and very suddenly in a severe impact. And, you know, vehicles are built to crash up to a certain point, but human bodies are not.
When it comes to manufacturers, and you see, and I mentioned the family van, you know, the speedometer goes up to 130, 135. If the vehicle is not designed, and I'm talking about handling, et cetera, to go 100, speed-rated tires, what have you, to go 135, should they even put that on there?
Well, that's a good point, Tommy. It's been a debate for a long time, and there actually was a period where Congress mandated that speed limits could not go over a certain point. I think at one time it was 85 miles an hour. You know, we also have technology available today that can limit the speed a vehicle can go automatically based on the speed limit of the road. And we have some automakers like Volvo who are beginning to take steps to implement that technology on their vehicles. And the European Union is working on a proposal to do just that as a national standard.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate your time. I really do.
Thanks, Tommy, as always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.